Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. Nick Vargas, Nikolai Vargas, is the Vice President of Client Services and Chief Technology Officer at SwitchFast. SwitchFast.com. Nick, tell us about it.
Yeah, SwitchFast is a Chicago-based IT consulting firm. We specialize in handling all IT matters for small and mid-sized businesses. Our clients, we like to have them here in Chicago headquartered so we can have strategic conversations with their leadership, but we have customers that have grown with us to be nationwide and even international.
All right.
And we really try to take a holistic view of everything, including security, for small and mid-sized businesses.
And so they can find you at switchfast.com, right?
Yes.
So we're talking about the dark web, folks, which is part of the deep web. This is where whenever you get a phishing email, Nick, or something like that, something that looks like it's one of those things that you say, yeah, that's what that is, I'm going to trash that. If that particular thing didn't come from the dark web, it could have come from a drone somewhere, but the origin of it came from the dark web, didn't it?
Yeah, and the destination for anything you supply, either by clicking on a link and being tricked into giving over your login credentials to a fake login site, or replying with the requested information that the sender asks for, you know, hey, send me all the W-2s for the company. Anybody who gets duped into responding or taking action on those phishing emails, the destination for that stolen data will be the dark web.
And I'm telling you, folks, they're getting better and better at it. I am an expert at seeing these things, and sometimes I almost click on it because they look like one of the companies I do business with. It's amazing how good they're getting. Okay, Nick, tell us how we can protect ourselves.
Yeah, really, you just need to, you know, first and foremost, if you're running the organization, I encourage everybody to, you know, be the thought leader here in terms of announcing to the company that cybersecurity is a priority. Then get some cybersecurity training going and build a human firewall, if you will, because all too often we think that technology will protect us from everything, but the hackers and the cyber criminals, they're leveraging, duping people into taking actions that damage the organization and allow them to steal the information. So you really need to focus on training.
Is it just go to one of the regular cybersecurity companies and buy the full package? Is that enough anymore?
Well, if you have a trusted IT partner, ask them what they recommend, and you know, SwitchFast guides its clients toward either industry-specific training,
right?
Or we can customize the training a little bit with add-on modules and things like that. But good general cybersecurity training. The government, NIST, N-I-S-T. Has some good links to, even for small business owners, to some basic cybersecurity training.
Well, it's true, folks, and really all you got to do is just help your people understand what to look for, but also you got to make sure that your machines, that your computers have the protective technology in it, right, Nick? You got to keep it updated. And if your system tells you not to click on something, don't click on it.
Right. It's It's definitely a multi-layered defense. One of the key components is some sort of email security, email filtering that'll actually, take these emails in, compare them to known phishing samples, and then prevent them from even getting into your users' inboxes.
Right.
So that's a good technical component to make sure you enlist.
Is there any particular, are you prepared to endorse any particular security company that's out there? There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah. We leverage Mimecast, which is for email security. We found them to be pretty robust. Again, it may not be something the typical small business owner wants to bite off on because it is a little bit complex to set up. But again, that's where SwitchFast or your trusted IT partner can step in and
right.
and help implement it.
I've used Bitdefender for a number of years, and they seem to be
pretty
pro. What I like about Bitdefender, and I don't have any stock in them, folks. They don't pay me anything, but what I like about them is they seem to provide me with the right kind of protection without being obtrusive, without slowing me down. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern we hear from small business owners. You know, I don't want to miss the important contract coming through. I don't want my clients to experience increased difficulty
right.
in reaching me. And that's really on the vendor to be doing some fine-tuning. And they empower the end user with, whitelists and blacklists
right.
that you can assign addresses to.
Hey, Nick, I got to wrap it
up.
I got to wrap it up, Nick. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, sir.
SwitchFast.com, Nick Vargas, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.